stages to dating are there? 877-591-9696. Let's discuss. Carla, can we say that you're talking to somebody?
Yes, I would say that I'm dating somebody.
Okay.
Because we go on dates.
Okay, it's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Carla is dating someone because they go on dates. But he's not your boyfriend.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, so, he's not my boyfriend.
In my mind, traditionally, there's been like the dating stage, right?
Your
first, second, third dates, and then maybe beyond that, you're taking some time to see if you like each other, trying each other on for size, and then you become... see if it fits. Then you become boyfriend, girlfriend, then later on you become fiancés, then you get married, and then you die. And to me, those are the stages, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there are some new stages.
There are some new stages that are being added, and I'm finding out IRL. Oh, no, IRT in real time.
Yeah.
And it was a little confusing to me and maybe even a little frustrating because I remember when I was younger, I thought it was just boyfriend, fiance, married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then as I was like in college, somebody created the talking stage. Do you remember the talking stage?
Yeah. But to me, the talking stage is just the dating stage.
Yeah. Right. So I was like, okay, so then it's talking and then it's dating and then it's, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then recently, not even just recently, yesterday.
Okay.
I'm like sitting on the couch with the guy that I'm dating. And he was like, hey, I wanted to have a conversation about something. And I go, sure. And he goes, I wanted to visit exclusivity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I said...
So boyfriend, girlfriend?
Right. I was like, you don't even have a boyfriend already? I don't think we're ready for all that. I've known you a month. And he was like, no, exclusivity means that we're exclusive to one another. And I was like...
So boyfriend, girlfriend?
He goes, no. It means that we have made the decision to be exclusive with one another and... test out whether or not we would be a good match to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
What?
And I was like, wait.
I'm confused.
Hold on. What? And so then he was like, yeah. And I was like, so basically you just want me to not sleep with other people. He goes, no, it's beyond that. I mean, yes, exclusivity means we no longer see other people.
Uh-huh.
But it means that we're exclusively going to take care of each other's feelings now. And I was like, have you not been doing that? And he was like, well, yes, but if we are exclusive, then I can fully let my guard down and fully pour into what this relationship could be. And I was like, so boyfriend, girlfriend, because he said relationship. He was like, no, it's exclusivity.
Okay.
And I said... What?
this is a confusing space between going on dates, dating, and then being boyfriend, girlfriend in an actual relationship.
Has this always been a thing? Do people talk, date, exclusive,
and then boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah.
No!
No. Wait, why are you so confused by that?
What? How are you supporting this? Amazing.
I'm sorry. It's like a little 2-week trial period, you know, before you actually start dating. Not everyone deserves to be in your collection of exes.
So he's test driving me?
Well, when you put it like that.
Am I his 7-day HBO free trial?
Well, when you put it like that, but yeah, but when someone's like, who's your favorite ex? Not everyone deserves to be in that pile. So well, you gotta, like, so you know?
He's already thinking about me as an ex?
Well, you gotta think about everything before you start.
So you're saying the exclusivity has to do with not referring to somebody as an ex?
Yeah, like you don't want them in your memories, like in your collection of exes.
That's so stupid.
That's not so stupid.
Yes.
We can't just create a phase.
I'm just saying, when people bring up, like, you know, your ex, right? And you have to think back which one. There's certain people you don't want in that pile.
Yes, but I still don't think that warrants an exclusivity clause.
Well, whether you want them in the pile or not, they're in the pile. Okay, 877-591-9696. How many stages are there? And is there anybody who can explain this exclusive but not boyfriend-girlfriend thing that Carla's telling us she heard?
Is there anybody that agrees with this? Like, are you in an exclusive relationship or did you do this? Because I'm starting to think, I'm like, okay, you want all the perks
of me being your girlfriend
without me being your girlfriend.
You guys are explaining it really bad, but I swear it's not like that.
Somebody explain it really good. 877-591-9696. Call now. How many stages are there in a relationship? And can anybody really define what this exclusive but not actually boyfriend-girlfriend stage is?
Yeah, because I'm starting to think that he just threw in something in there so that we have a little extra time.
He's making something up, and he paid a mod. How many stages are there in dating? 877-591-9696. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings, and the guy that Carla is seeing is trying to create a phase.
Yeah, he's convinced that before we become boyfriend-girlfriend that we should be exclusive to try out whether or not we would be good boyfriend-girlfriend. And I was like, isn't that what dating is? And he was like, no. And I said... Right.
It's this other mysterious thing that I think he's just making up. But Ahmad the Amazing here is in full support.
I am.
Rachel in Orland Park, can you shed some light on this newly invented stage of dating?
Yeah. So being exclusive is the less complicated version of dating, where you can introduce him to your friends, and if they hate him, it makes it easier to drop him. But there's also no pressure to introduce him to your family.
Oh. Exactly.
So how do you introduce somebody that's in this stage?
This is so and so, and we're exclusive?
Yeah, like she said, the guy I'm seeing.
You can just say it's the guy I'm seeing.
Okay, but say we're at a backyard barbecue, Rachel, and you say, hey, Moog, this is Trevor. He's the guy I'm seeing. We're exclusive. I would then go, so your boyfriend?
Oh.
Well, in that case, you can answer however you like, or you can just say the guy I'm dating, so then you don't have to say boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually really appreciate the perspective of this is when you introduce them to your friends, because that is one thing he said. He was like, I'm so excited to introduce you to my friends, and there are so many things I want to invite you to, but I can't and won't until we're exclusive. And I was like, yeah.
When you guys are saying it, it sounds crazy, but I get it.
This sounds so made up. Rachel, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 25.
Is this like a Gen Z thing?
Maybe.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, I do think it's an important step.
So,
because if I was dating a guy and my friends hated him, there's no point in staying in that relationship.
Really?
But when you're just exclusive, it's easier to
back out
to the curb than before there's actual feelings involved and like in a relationship.
So it quite literally is the HBO Max 7-day trial period.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
However, keep in mind, it's not just him using you as an HBO 7-day trial. You're also using him as an HBO 7-day trial.
HBO's using you back. They want to see. Okay, so how long is this trial period? How long can this exclusivity last? This has got to be a time-limited thing, right?
I mean, I would say maybe like a month, two tops.
Yeah.
By then, if you're still unsure, it's not the relationship for you.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So him and I went talking stage,
mm-hmm.
dating stage,
mm-hmm.
entering exclusivity stage.
Yep.
Then we would be boyfriend and girlfriend.
You gotta earn it, Diva.
Yeah. He's gotta earn it.
Before we're caught by surprise, are there any other stages between that engagement and marriage that we're just not onto?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of at this point.
Will you let us know if you hear of any?
Absolutely.
We got to jot all this down.
Well, the thing is, Rachel, at first I was like, this must be a Gen Z thing, but he's 35.
Oh, yeah.
So it might just be a he's afraid of commitment thing because he's 35.
He's going to hit you with a promise ring before he ever proposes.
Oh, hell
oh my
no.
gosh.
My worst nightmare.
Rachel, thank you for your input. I understand it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I agree with it, but sure. I'm married.
Yeah, you're married. So,
glad I could help.
Yeah, have a great day. You know, back in my day, you went, you know, there was the courtship. You courted someone,
mm-hmm.
which is like dating. And then you went steady with them. No, I never said go steady.
Go steady is probably exclusivity.
Go steady is boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
you... So you go, you don't go steady, you go semi...
Whatever is one step below steady.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unbalanced? Yeah. Would you like to be unbalanced with me?
Yeah, well, that's what it feels like. It's a little unbalanced. But you know what? I guess we got So are you going to agree to this?
No. I feel like I barely know him. I'm like, we've been talking, dating a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we can't just be exclusive already.
Promise each other.
But then at the 3 months, it's like, well, we're either boyfriend, girlfriend, or we're not.
Yeah.
Or you're exclusive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.